Blog Talk Radio.
Another day's journey, and we're glad about it. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live in the studio with us after a little difficulty of getting on, but we're here. We praise God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God that's chiming in, calling in today via the internet and by your telephone waves. Thank God for each of you. I see my host man is here already. Prophet Daryl Saunders is in the house. How you doing, Prophet?
He stepped away. You'll be right back.
He stepped away. Well, he will. He shall return. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for him being in queue already this morning. Boy, I tell you, the Lord is just so good in the midst of the cold, in the midst of the snow, in the midst of the frost and ice. The Lord is still good. And we thanking and praising God for all that he is and all that he does for us. Praise the Lamb of God, continuously giving us health, strength, and life for a brand new day. If you're alive and you know it, you ought to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just for being alive, just for shelter from the storm and blast. So many are outside, praise the Lamb of God, without shelter, yeah, and proper clothes to wear in this type of cold and freeze, praise the Lamb of God. But God has blessed us so that we can be a blessing. We got a caller in queue already. Let's see who this is. Area code 910, your mic is hot.
Hey, how you doing, Prophet? This is Shannon Drummond.
Hey, Shannon, how you doing today, brother?
I'm feeling awesome, sir.
Wonderful. And you must have called to pray today.
Yeah, I just called to see to let you know I was available for prayer if needed and just to call in just to enjoy the show. This is my first time actually calling in on the show.
Hey, man, praise the Lamb of God. One of our young men on our page, praise the Lamb of God. Brother Shannon Drummond, a powerful intercessor. And we thank and praise God for him being with us today on the show, along with the rest of those that's chiming in, praise the Lamb of God, and that will be listening via the Internet, praise God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful day it is. Listen, people of God, if you're listening to my voice by way of the Internet and you want to be a part of our live studio, you can do so by calling area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live listening audience. You can push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God. That will put you in queue with the host, and then we will allow you to participate on the program by whichever way we can, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, boy, oh boy, it's wonderful in studying and reading up on these prophets, which we're going to get into a little later, boy, just so much God reveals when you go back with insightful anticipation to see what is there that you can pull out so that you can be a blessing to others. Spread the word. We're talking about the prophets and the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God across the rest of this month and probably into next month. There's so many on the cover, praise the Lamb of God, and so much powerful, powerful revelation and good, juicy clusters of truths that will benefit those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who walk in the prophetic and who have prophetic anointings and giftings. And so spread the word, shake the tree, praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for our daughter Sylvia today. Sylvia is not feeling that well, praise the Lamb of God. Left home, left work, praise the Lamb, going back home because wasn't feeling well, so we want to pray for Sylvia today. Praise the Lord. Boy, what testimonies came forth yesterday on the page. Even that Carol in one of those testimonies, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, about the prophecy that he prophesied that manifested, praise the Lamb of God, and he prophesied it right here on the air. More, I tell you, God be using these people, and we thank and
yes,
praise
you
God. Yeah, man. Did you read that on the page, Prophet Daryl? Under Ann George, she put on the page, praise the Lamb of God, concerning a prophecy that you prophesied to her, that manifesting, man, about laying hands on a woman with cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
It came to pass. And it came to pass.
So God,
that she met a lady and was talking to the lady and walked in the hospital with the lady and everything, and asked the lady, told her, well, okay, well, good meeting you. I'm finna go meet, go with the, in here, my mother or somebody is in here and they have cancer. And she just said, before she knew it, she replied and said, can I go with you and pray for them? And she went, and before she knew, she was in a prophetic moment. Praise the Lamb of God in prophetic fulfillment. Hallelujah. Boy, God will do it. He'll make that work. Pat, Prophet Daryl, Prophet Daryl, Prophet Daryl. And that girl, she's so excited and so on fire right now, Ann George Illa, about the prophetic until it's just amazing to me. And I just love to see people on fire, praise the Lamb of God, about the anointing, about, you know, the power of God that's resting on them and their gifting. Oh, my God, she's ready to run, man. She's been with us some time now. I used to go down to Imperial, California, which is, like, right near the border of Mexico. Right near the border of Mexico. Matter of fact, when you left the airport, you drove in and out of the U.S. going. Praise the Lamb of God. To Imperial, they had what you call those booths that you had to go through and buy with soldiers, because you was going into Mexico, then you had to go back into the States.
And as you were driving there,
praise the Lamb of God, from, I believe that was San Diego, and about a two-hour drive from San Diego down to Imperial, and driving, boy, and let me tell you something. We used to do revivals there, and the Lord would move mighty, and that's how I met Ann George. I met Ann George there at the church and many others, and then through the Facebook connection, praise the Lamb of God, we have stayed connected all this time. She has never missed a prophetic gathering. She has never missed a gathering, and every year she grows more and more. Now she is coming into the fullness of it, and thanks for your help, Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God. You have caused her eyes to open even greater, praise the Lamb of God, through the prophecy and through the fulfillment of that prophecy. Boy, oh boy, Shannon's in queue with us, Darrell. Our brother Shannon is here, our powerful intercessor on our page. We had lost track of him for a minute, praise the Lamb, but he found us. He refused to be put in the garbage can. He found us, praise the Lord. Shannon is back, and we're going to let him lead us to the throne of grace today, praise the Lamb of God, and pray over the show and pray for the sick and shut in. And all of those, praise the Lamb. We know that at any time you can push one on your dial, and we will pray for you, and you, praise the Lamb of God. This is an exciting time for the saints, the Prophet Darrell. This is an exciting year, the year 2014, praise the Lamb of God. The year of completion, the year of perfection, the year of promises fulfilled. This is the year, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that we're going to see the manifestation. We're seeing. I'm not going to say we're going to see. We're seeing it. The manifestation of what God said he would do, praise the Lamb of God, through the prophetic word. We're going to see the manifestation of it in a greater way than we ever have. We're going to see a display of power, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, of signs, wonders, and miracles, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you better go back and read the prophecies. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to see it with our own eyes. We are seeing it. We are believing God to do more than he has ever done for us before. Hallelujah. My faith is right up on the top shelf. That's all I got to say, Prophet Darrell. My faith is on the top shelf. I don't know where nobody else's is. I don't know how they getting feeling, praise the Lamb. You know, a lot of them playing games with God, praise the Lamb of God. But, man, let me tell you something. Mine is on the top shelf, and I know that there is nothing that my God cannot do. There is nothing my God cannot do, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm trusting him today. It's going to be awesome to see the testimonies that's going to be falling on that page, and how they're going to be ringing the bell right here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Come by the sixth month of the year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. That's 7 month of the year, July. Oh, my goodness. If they be able to call in because of the heat wave that we're going to have this year. Praise the Lamb of God. Just as cold as it is, it's going to be that hot come summer. Praise the Lamb. Remember I told you of this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord has already talked about how hot it's going to be, praise the Lamb of God, as we approach, summer. Praise the Lamb of God. It is going to be a very, very hot time, praise the Lamb. And we want to make sure, people of God, that you prepare for it. Make sure your air conditioners are straight. When God gives you a warning, you ought to prepare for it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He told Noah it was going to rain. Noah built the ark. He told me it's going to be hot. I'm going to make sure all car air conditioners have the proper amount of maintenance to it. The house air conditioner filters are changed and it's ready to run with a brand new thermostat in the wall. I'm going to make sure I'm ready to be cool, Prophet Darrell. Make sure my ice maker is. Hallelujah. I'm going to be ready. Yeah, man. I'm going to tell you, praise the Lord. I tell you the
truth.
That's
why the Lord got to bless me with a church with an air conditioner.
Uh-huh. You need a church with an air conditioner. See that? See that? Your mind is turned on. See? That's the way we have to think. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do you going to be as cold as some of these people is over in Boston and Delaware and with 10, 15 inches of snow today? Praise the Lamb of God. And an Arctic blast. And I tell you, that's not a pretty picture at all. They had to shut the White House down and the government on yesterday because of the snow and the cold. And praise the Lamb of God. Just think about it. You flip the thermostat over and the fervent heat come forth. My God, my God. Some people are going to say, I'd rather be cold than to be like this. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I tell you, boy, God, it's so many ways. You know, when you look at this, you see so many ways God can just take us out if he wanted to. Oh, my goodness.
Can he do?
He could take us out, man. He could take us out, man, with the cold and freezing and ice. Doc, he can drop that thermostat down so low until the grids go out. He can turn it up until they burn out. It's easy for God to do what he want to do. Praise the Lamb of God whenever he wants to. We need to be grateful to God and call on the name of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, while we still yet have breath and give him praise. It's Praise Wednesday in the house, praise the Lamb of God. And we thank, praise God, for all that he has done for us. We got Shannon here, praise the Lamb of God, Brother Shannon. We're going to let Brother Shannon lead us to the throne of grace, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's going to pray today. Woo! Hallelujah for the sick, shut in, for those who are depressed, those, praise the Lamb of God, who are downtrodden. Oh, I want you to know today that Jesus is the lifter of our head. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know today that there is power in the name of Jesus. I want you to know today that our God cares. He has a heart for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he's not far removed from your struggle because he came into this world in the form of a man so that he could experience your light afflictions, your common afflictions that you have. Jesus know them all. Praise the Lamb of God. He's not a high priest that's far removed from us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we thank God for Jesus today. We're going to ask Shannon to come now. Praise the Lamb of God and lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We just give you honor and glory on today, Lord God. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And, Father, right now we offer up this show unto you, Lord God. Let it go out through the airwaves, Lord God. It's how we're going to touch every inch of this world, Lord God, this whole nation, Heavenly Father, on today, Lord God, with calls like this and shows like this, Lord God. So we thank you for the platform, Heavenly Father, and we lift the show up to you, Lord God. Allow us to decrease, Heavenly Father, as you increase. Holy Spirit, have your way all through every speaker on this show. Send your mighty spirit through the airways, Lord God. Touch those that are shut in right now, Heavenly Father. Touch those that are downtrodden, Lord God. Lift up their spirits, Lord God. Send the encouraging word through your people, Heavenly Father. Strengthen those that have fallen away, Lord God. Bring them back to the cross, Lord God. We plead the blood of the Lamb over this show right now, Lord God. We plead the blood of the Lamb over these airways, Lord God. And we know that you are able because you are the great I Am. You alone are worthy to be praised. So we give you honor on today, Lord God. We give you glory, Heavenly Father. And Father, just like the woman with the issue of blood, Lord God, all we know, the people just reach out, just call on the name of Jesus, and you will be there for total restoration, total deliverance, Lord God, total deliverance on today, Heavenly Father. So we walk in victory, Lord God. We thank you that it is already done, Lord God. We thank you for sending your Son, Heavenly Father, to die for our sins, past, present, and future, Lord God. So, Lord, we receive, Heavenly Father, and we believe, Lord God. Allow our lives to walk out the things in the scriptures, Lord God. Walk out the promises, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the hope that is in Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you for the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, Lord God. We call you the great healer on today, Lord God. With all these sicknesses going on in this world, Heavenly Father, we thank you that greater is he that is in us
than he that is in the world, Lord God. So we give you praise on today, Lord God. We operate from a place of victory, Lord God. We walk with joy, Lord God. The joy that you give us. The world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it from us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just celebrate the things that are to come, Lord God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. So in faith, we declare the victory right now in 2014. We declare greater in the name of Jesus. And we know, Lord God, that all things that you have promised will come to pass on this year, Heavenly Father. We will do more things for the kingdom, Lord God. So, Father, send the finances from the north, south, the east, and the west, Lord God. Allow there to be kingdom connections right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you that you're always working on our behalf, Lord God. Even while we are asleep, Lord God, you're shifting the atmosphere. You're sending the word. You're touching the hearts, Lord God. Because your word says the heart of the king is in your hands, Heavenly Father. So we don't care what the report says. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. We don't care what the doctor says. We claim healing in the name of Jesus. We don't care what the bank says. We claim finances in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We tear down generational curses in the name of Jesus, and we raise up that one family member. Because, Lord, we all, you know, you only need one. Faithful like Noah was faithful. Faithful like Moses was faithful. So raise up that one to break that generational curse and set the whole family on fire. We claim revival right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. All these things we ask and pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we for healing
Woo!
Today on you.
Thank you, Lord.
For healing
Thank
today
you,
on your people, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, God, on your
Thank
sons
you,
and daughters. Let healing virtue flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. In the name of Yeshua. Work signs and wonders and miracles on your children, oh God. Hallelujah. Your God beside you, there is no other. Set the doctor's eyes to a wonder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracles in the hospitals. Miracles down those wards, Father. Hallelujah, God. Let the virtue of Jesus Christ, oh God, be on your people in the name of Jesus. You are God and none besides thee like you, Father. Who is like you? Who can do what you can do? None, God, none. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless today. Bless today. Look on Sylvia today, Father. Touch, heal, deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. You're God today. Hallelujah. You're God today. Yes, God, and we love you. We love you today. We love you today. We love you today. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for divine strength. Hallelujah, divine life. Who is like you? Who can do it but you? In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There is none like you. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Prophet Darrell. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir, Apostle.
My God. Man, did you hear that young man praying? I wish we had about 10 more of them just like him. Praise
you know
the
what,
Lamb
Apostle?
Of God.
Can I just share him what the Lord just dropped in my spirit for him?
You can share with him. This is a prophetic show.
I just want to tell you, man, that the Lord said your latter days shall be greater than your former.
Ooh-wee.
And God told me to tell you that he's getting ready to restore unto you the youth and the joy of your years. Hallelujah. I don't know what you've been crying about, what you've been worried about, but God said he's getting ready to make it up to you. This is getting ready to be a make-up season to you. Even though you have been taking blows for the last past 4 years, here, so said the Spirit of God, he said he's getting ready to make it up to you. Because, see, the devil tried to cut you off. But God said, not so. So said the Spirit of God. God said, don't you dare worry about nothing in this season. You must say, God. God said he's getting ready to make it up to you. Hey, everywhere you go, you're going to see the hand of God moving. Everywhere you look up, you're going to see the hand of God move. Hey, God said. He said he even getting ready to move in your family here. So said the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, show God, see. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. That word, Shannon, that word was to you, man. That wasn't for me. That was to you.
Hallelujah. I received that.
Hallelujah, man.
Keep me in prayer as I launched this youth ministry in February. So definitely keep me uplifted. I appreciate it.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we'll keep you lifted, man. And pray all goes well. The Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you now for the ministry that's going to be launched. We don't want to forget it, Father. So we lay it at your altar even now, that this youth ministry be powerful, effective, Father, that it snatch young people out of the fire. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that it curse a bullying. Hallelujah. Off of our children, Father, that it cause them to walk with their heads up, praise the Lamb of God, knowing that they're your servants, knowing that they are yours, Father. Father, we pray now, hallelujah, that a new strength come to our children, to our young people, Father, not strength, hallelujah, that we have seen that caused them to rebel and retaliate, but a strength, Father, of knowing that they're your servants, of knowing that they're your children, through the revelation of your word. The revelation of your Spirit, God. Bless this man. Hallelujah. Oh, God, yes. Bless him now. Hallelujah. We open every door, God. Every door, Father, that the mentoring program can be set, that the computers can come, Father, that the iPads can be donated, Father, that room can be made for them, that a gymnasium can come into fruition, God, and all that they need to make this program. Yes, God, even under the Mahosha, yes, a baseball diamond, God, yes, I see that, Father, I see it. God, yes, baseball teams, God, uniforms paid for, equipment paid for, yes, God. Yes, God, bless today, God, bless today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, and amen. Man of God, I saw a fence, praise the Lamb of God, that's right, that sits right behind a diamond. The fence is brand new, praise the Lamb of God, that fence is brand new. That's behind the back catcher. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to give you all kinds of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, just be faithful, man, and do diligent. Hallelujah. Woo, Prophet Daryl, I saw that. I saw uniforms on these little guys. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. It looked like little professional uniforms. Hallelujah, with the helmets and everything. Praise the Lamb. Little hard hats on their head. Got the gloves on with the bats. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise,
Father. Hallelujah. God, there's nothing our God can't do. There's nothing our God can't do. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, God, yes. We say yes to it all, Father. We say yes in the name that's above every name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Prophet, I just want to share quick if I can. That what in this season, what the Lord really has been putting in my spirit is that from his people, he wants another yes. You know, not just from his people, from all people, he wants another yes. Meaning that, you know, when we committed our lives to Christ, we said yes. But now he wants another yes. And for those that don't know, he needs a yes to bring them into relationship with him. So we have another level of obedience, and that requires another yes. whatever level you're at, whether you know him or you don't, God wants another yes.
Hallelujah. He wants another yes. Spirit. Then my heart and soul says yes.
Yes.
And Prophet Dale, my heart and soul says yes. Hallelujah to the Lord today. And we praise God. My God, what a wonderful. Oh, my goodness. People of God, another yes. Praise the Lamb of God. There's nothing wrong with renewing your yes. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with fortifying your yes with a yes. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Because God has said yes to us again. He has said another yes to us. Hallelujah. But I wish somebody would grab that. God has said another yes. He has spoken another yes over our lives, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. As the famine ends and the restoration begins, praise the Lamb of God. I feel brand new. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I feel it coming. I feel it coming. Feel it coming. I feel it coming like a mighty rushing wind. I feel newness. I feel doors to be blown off the hinges for the saints. Hallelujah. God's going to open doors for us. And the stuff that we are going through on our jobs and things of that nature, those of you that's going through a little something, 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 that's nothing but the wind of God blowing. Let him blow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let the wind of God blow and watch where you land. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. I am excited about God. Hallelujah. Today, today, today. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, tell me something good today before we get into this lesson today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, tell me something good.
Apostle, man, I just touch and agree with everything that has been spoken over the lives of God's people. I touch and agree for great manifestation to be coming forth in this season, amen, because I've come to know, and I have to get a reality check that, you know, we're dealing by years, but God deals in season. And I come to know that this is our season.
Oh, my God.
The worms and the locusts
that
I eat up. And dealing with me. He dealt with me about that thing. And one of my friends told me, said, no, this ain't my year, but this my season. Because God deals in seasons. So this is our season, Apostle. I believe this is our season for everything that God has ever spoken, every prophetic word that God has ever spoken. Over PSMI, over Jesus Paid the Price, Outreach Ministry, everything that the Lord has spoken to believers' life. I stand in agreement that this is our season for a Holy Ghost, see. Show God, see. God said, this is our season for great manifestations to come forth. It's going to spring forth now. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I feel that. Feel it.
Show God.
Hallelujah. This is our season to be blessed. This is our season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To receive from God the things that has been held up, people of God. The things that have been held up, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord spoke to me, Prophet Darrell, and I want to get you all ready for it. Praise the Lamb of God about a fast that's coming next month. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't even know when he told me. He was going to tell me the time. Praise the Lamb of God. And he revealed to me what this fast is about. Praise the Lamb of God. I put it somewhere. I put it in the inbox with the intercessors this morning to start helping me pray over that so that I can hear clear what God would have us to do. Praise the Lamb of God, so that we can receive the manifestation. God is up to something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is up to something. You know, the way he's been talking to me, Prophet Darrell, he's been telling me stuff like, I want you to do these three things today. And then he give me a list of things to do. That's the way he's been dealing with me lately, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then he'll come back and say, now this is what is going to happen. These three things are going to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. And they may not even be related to what I did. But it's like, I'm going to do this because you was obedient in these three things. So I'm going to do these three things for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is what's been happening to me. And I've just been watching God. do what he does, praise the Lamb of God, and that is, of course, be God. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, I'm watching the way he works because, whoo, God, when you can see God working, praise the Lamb of God, it's greater than just seeing the manifestation. When you can watch God work something out and watch the way he did it, praise the Lamb of God, it reveals something about God to you. Hallelujah. It shows you more than just a manifestation piece, praise the Lamb of God. When he showed you how you got to the blessing, oh, my goodness, that process always just excites me, praise the Lamb of God. And I just love to watch the hand of God move in the way he does. It's Worship Wednesday, praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, let me tell you something. Great prophetic people are great praying people. Great prophetic people are great worshipers. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we must learn that. We must learn, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That prayer must be like drinking water, and that praise and worship, praise the Lamb of God, has to be as easy as slipping on, praise the Lamb of God, an outfit to go jogging in. We must become comfortable in these two areas. These two must be easy for us to slip into at any time, praise the Lamb of God, because it's your prayer life and your praise and worship life, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this, and you cannot eliminate the Word of God. Hallelujah. Now, I know I don't shouldn't have to say that to prophetic people. You have to read something out of the Word every day, praise the Lamb of God. If you're not mawing on a word bomb every day, then that's just something wrong with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because the word of the Lord is rich. The word of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, is that keep you in a revelatory place, keeps you, praise the Lamb, your mind and your heart and your spirit churning in the prophetic when you receive revelation of the word of God, because the word of God, I share this all the time, from Genesis to Revelation is prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. Let no man deceive you. The Bible is a prophetic book. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I say it all the time, Prophet Darrell. When God said let, it's still letting. Let you go to bed last night. Let the angels watch over you all night long. Let allowed you to wake up this morning because God said let. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let has not stopped because everything that comes from the mouth of God is eternal. Praise the Lamb of God. Every word he speaks is an eternal word. Hallelujah. It's the energy of the mouth of God, and it cannot die. Praise the Lamb of God. It cannot die. It cannot die. That's why it can manifest years from now. Praise the Lamb of God. It can manifest years from now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, I just want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, how powerful this word is as you enrich your life, praise the Lamb of God, as prophetic people with the word, prayer, praise, and worship. All of them go together. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you do it right, I promise you, you're going to hear a whisper. You're going to hear a voice. You're going to get an utterance. Oh, my goodness. Down on your inside of you, Lamb of God, you're going to feel the quickening. You're going to feel the, praise the Lamb of God, the tranquilities and the wildfires of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God with the breath of God speaking to you, giving you revelation, insight, direction. Praise the Lamb of God, correction, hallelujah, and all that you need in this season, praise the Lamb of God. But you got to stay in that place. Hallelujah. You got to stay in that place. You have to stay in that place. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I just love Jesus today. Praise the Lamb. Now, we've been talking here, praise the Lamb of God, and we've been crank up here. We've been talking about these prophets, praise the Lamb of God. I was talking yesterday about Isaac and Jacob, praise the Lamb of God. I did some reading, praise the Lamb of God, last night, this morning, on Isaac and Jacob. Praise the Lamb of God. And these two guys were something else. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you all to note something, praise God. You can find those boys coming up around chapter 20, 22 of Genesis, down through there through chapters 26, all down through there. Praise the Lamb of God. All the way through chapter 30, all down through there, you'll see three guys primarily, and that's Isaac and Jacob and Esau. You'll see those three names reoccurring, praise the Lamb of God, redundantly in those chapters. But more so, praise the Lamb of God, what I want you to look at is, first of all, their names. Their name, Isaac, praise the Lamb of God. Some say Isaac, but it's really Isaac. Isaac, his name means laugh, praise to laugh, praise the Lamb of God. God has made me laugh. That's what his mother said, praise the Lamb of God, when she got the news that she was going to have the baby, praise the Lord. But the next thing about Isaac that I noted as a person, praise the Lamb of God, not so much as being prophetic, but as a person. And there's all kinds of prophetic people, but we have to watch their background, their upbringing, praise the Lamb of God, because it helps us to understand the way God uses them, praise the Lamb of God, to bring about his total, praise the Lamb of God, purpose for their life and even for the life of a nation or a city, a church, a ministry, praise the Lamb. And it's very important. But Isaac was a kept child. I noticed this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, how protective Abraham and Sarah must have been over Isaac because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, he was the child of promise. Praise the Lamb of God, he was the child of promise. They knew, praise the Lamb of God, that he had a promise over his life, praise God. You know what? And I really see this even more in even in my personal life, because My baby girl, praise the Lamb of God, is the child that God called her name. I'm talking about years before she was born. He talked to me about Gabriella years before she was born. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And to this day, praise the Lamb of God, I have to say I've been more protective over her than any of my children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's not that I don't love my children, praise the Lamb of God, is this, but I'm guarding her anointing. I'm guarding her anointing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because I know how anointed this child is and what God does to do with her. And I believe, praise the Lamb of God, that Abraham and Sarah had to be the same way about their child. If you notice, as you read Isaac's story, praise the Lamb of God, all the way coming up. The only thing you find him in is in his father's hand, praise the Lamb of God, when his father is about to offer him on the mount. And you don't see him in no other activities or anything of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God, he's always with his father or he's with his mother. He's always with his father or he's with his mother. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in this kept situation. So he was kind of... should I say, I don't want to put it this way, but normally when this happens, we create a spoiled child, praise the Lamb of God. We spoil the child because of our attention and how much we give them, praise the Lamb of God, because they're always in our presence. The next thing is, I noticed, Isaac, is that his father chose his wife for him. His father sent his servant, praise the Lamb of God, to Laban's house, praise the Lamb of God, to find him a wife, praise the Lord, hallelujah, because he wanted to make sure that he didn't marry outside of the bloodline. So he sent them there to get a wife, and that's how, praise the Lamb of God, Isaac wind up with the same story that his father had, praise the Lamb of God, after he marries his wife, praise the Lamb of God. He finds out, watch this now, he finds out, praise the Lamb of God, that another famine breaks out, praise the Lamb of God, just as it was in the days of Abraham, a famine broke out in the days of Isaac, praise the Lamb of God, right? and Isaac is with Rebekah, his wife, and he gets the same lie in his mouth that his father told, that his wife was his sister. The same lie. Now, you know his father had to tell him about that story. Told him probably about the sojourn from the land of Mesopotamia to the place where the promised land was. And after he arrives there, praise the Lamb of God, he's telling him how he went to Egypt and what took place there, blah, 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 and how Hagar and all of this. He's telling him the story, the family history, because there's no books. He's telling him the family history, and he repeats it. Praise the Lamb of God. He repeats it. The same lie. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? A lot of us repeat, praise the Lamb of God, the sin of our fathers, the sin of our parents, because how close we are to them. Praise the Lamb of God. We repeat some of the same things that they did because we don't learn many times, praise the Lamb of God, the mistake side and the downside of the wrong that they've done. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to see this because we're dealing with people who have powerful promises on their life, praise the Lamb of God, and yet how God works with them, Prophet Darrell, how God works with them and deals with them to make sure that the manifestation of the promise comes to pass. God never breaks in the relationship. He's still right there being God. He's still right there blessing them, watching over them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so we look at this character of Isaac, and we see, praise the Lamb of God, that he goes through similar situations of his father. His wife wind up being barren. She couldn't have a child. Isaac wind up praying, and his wife wind up praying for a baby. Praise the Lamb of God, because he was barren, just like his mother. Praise the Lord. The repetition of the same, praise the Lamb of God, test was given to him, except, praise the Lamb of God, seemingly he recognized and his wife recognized what his father and mother did with their handmaids, and they didn't do that. They stayed together in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and believed God until God moved on their behalf. And praise the Lamb of God. So the prophecy comes forth, the prophetic word, that you shall have two nations in your womb. Praise the Lamb. And he was speaking of Esau and Jacob, and that they will come forth, praise the Lamb of God, diverse of each other, totally different of each other. Isn't that funny how two children can be born of the same parent and be totally different? That in nature, eat the same food, sleep in the same beds, raised by the same parents, instructed in the same ways, but they just as different as day and night. Just as different as day and night, praise the Lamb of God. And that's the way Esau and Jacob was, praise the Lamb of God. In looks, one was born hairy, the other one had no hair on their bodies, praise the Lamb of God. I mean, all of this took place right there praise the Lamb of God, in the life of Isaac, praise the Lamb of God, when him and his wife brought forth their son, praise the Lamb. Now this is something to take note of as it relates to the way that God deals with us, because everything does not go according to our desire and our way when God is involved in it. Now, I'm telling you something very powerful right now, but the majority of you are probably going to miss this. Praise the Lamb of God. The majority, let me put on a bell so they can wake up. Yeah, when I ring the bell, Shannon, they usually know that I'm going to tell them something powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. and I don't want them to miss this. I don't want them to miss this. I don't want them to miss it. See,
hey, I am
God,
all up on this phone. I'm in it.
when God promises you something, praise the Lamb of God, and performance time comes because the process has been walked out. Praise the Lamb of God. The process has been walked out. If you take time, praise the Lamb of God, as I shared earlier, and look at the process, praise the Lamb of God, you will see so much that God has done, praise the Lamb of God. For instance, let me just give you a schizolabin, praise the Lamb of God. When I look back down the corridors of my life and I see, praise the Lamb of God, where I was born, how I was reared, I see all of the stages I went through in the community, in the neighborhood on the west side of Chicago, praise the, over there in K-Town, when I see the gangs, relations, and this all schooling and all my father's businesses, all of that, and how I learned the businesses and this, that, and another, and all of that, and started working on trucks and stuff, paper trucks when I was a real young boy, this, that, or another. Then grew up not knowing that I was going to be driving trucks during college years and this, that, or another in my young married years, even while I was preaching. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord taught me so much and removed a lot of my insecurities and fears from me. Praise the Lamb of God. By the way that I was reared so that I would have holy boldness and no fear for my future evangelistic ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Because when I was young, I had a fear of leaving my mother's house. I never wanted to leave my mother. I always wanted to be close to my mother. Praise the Lamb of God. But as I grew older, praise the Lamb, God gave me a boldness, praise the Lamb of God. I used to stay in little hick towns, man, and little bitty towns where everybody be looking like they had never saw a black man before. I used to spend the night in those kind of places and hear all kinds of conversations, calling me a porch monkey and stuff like that at the gas station. Well, there's a porch monkey that walked up here, all that kind of stuff. But God allowed me to see, if I can take care of you in this hostile environment, surely I can take care of you if you go preach my gospel and do my biddings. Man, I'm telling you, if you look at your process and the way that God has taken you, it's all for the purpose of the greater, of what God has, the greater good that God has for you and what he wants to work through you. Because there's always... It's always twofold, the greater good. And what you think, praise the Lamb of God, is your worst fault and your worst flaw in your life, if you would look at why God put it there. Now watch this now. I'm going somewhere because a lot of you ain't going to be able to deal with this, but somebody going to get delivered, the Lamb of God. When Paul looked at himself and took inventory, he found the thorn in his flesh. And Paul wanted God to get rid of that because Paul wanted to walk in the eyes of perfection as it was in his own eyes, as he viewed holiness, sanctification, and perfection, and he wanted this thorn moved. He said, but I prayed 3 times, and God answered me thrice, saying, my grace is sufficient for thee unless thou be exalted above measure. You got to look at the purpose why God leaves something in you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hit the bell on him. Hit the bell on him. There it is.
Many times when God, oh my God, I feel this in my sanctified foot here. Hallelujah. When God leaves something in you or causes something to be a stumbling block or an issue in your life, brothers and sisters, you better pay attention to that because That is a miracle aspect. That's something God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, in order for glory to spring forth. Praise the Lamb of God in your life. Hallelujah. And you better understand that it's there on purpose. It's planted there. It's placed there. That thorn didn't stumble up on Paul. It was put there. God allowed it to be there so that God could be a blessing to him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to help somebody here today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to help somebody here to understand that where you are, praise the Lamb of God, what you're struggling with, praise, it's not really your struggle. It's God. When you accepted Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, whatever your struggle is, he knew that that struggle was there. Praise the Lamb of God. When you gave your heart to him, he knew that struggle was there. Y'all better listen to the prophet today. Praise the, but it's something about your struggle and your story that's going to give him glory. There's something about what you're dealing with that has to rise up in you a strength to stand above it so that you can be a blessing to others. And a lot of times we don't see that. Praise the Lamb of God. And we nearly lose our mind trying to get rid of something that God has said, I have given you that with a grace. Hallelujah. So that you will be able to be a blessing to the masses. And we need to understand. Let me get back in this text. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Before y'all make me shout up in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Darrell, you might have to take over the show in a little bit here. Hallelujah. I'm feeling a little something here going on the inside of me. But, yes, oh, my goodness. That Isaac, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God caused his wife's womb to be shut up. Praise the Lamb of God. What did this breed? It brought forth a special type of prayer and a special type of seeking of God. Sometimes God puts something right in your way to make you seek him out, to make you find him. Praise, like the woman with the issue of blood. She would have never touched the hem of Jesus' garment unless she got desperate. She would have never fallen on the ground in between people's legs and feet trying to get to the master without her having issue. Your issue is your blessing. Your issue has a miracle in it. Your issue has glory for the story. Praise the Lamb of God. You better understand what the prophet telling you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of us just have some invisible issues. Some of us have visible issues. Praise that other people can see and other people can discern. But there's some of us that got some issues down on the inside of us that we can cover up with lipstick, that we can cover up, praise the Lamb of God, with clothes, that we can cover up with a smile, but we know that we're going through on the inside. Deep down on the inside of us, we have an issue only God can deal with, that only God can heal, that only God can break, that only God can bring us out, that only God can give us strength for. We got it. It's down on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And God cries to you and say, I'm going to leave that right there. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to prophesy. I'm going to leave that right there. You're going to prophesy. You're going to pastor. You're going to evangelize. You're going to be my apostle. Come on, talk to me here. You're going to be my evangelist. You're going to be my teacher. I'm going to give you the gift of healing. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm going to do all of this for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do all of this for you, through you, and use you with that issue right there. But I'm going to give you a grace, hallelujah, that you can walk with it and deal with it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ooh, y'all, God does a lot of things, but y'all just don't understand to bring us to that place, hallelujah, of let me see, not losing it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And not going overboard even with the issues that we have, praise the Lamb of God. He allow it to be something, praise the Lamb of God, that you have to shut, you will shut it down yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. You will find power to shut it down. And you'll find power to watch over it. You'll find power to monitor it. You'll find the strength, praise the Lamb of God, to harness it and deal with it so that you can be a witness to other people. There is a way, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you may not like the way, but there is a path that can lead you to victory. Glory to Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness gracious. So they had their baby. Y'all going to make me lose it up in here. Yes, God. They had this, their babies. And so now we see the prophecy coming forth, praise the Lamb of God, on two children at the same time. Praise the Lamb of God on Esau and Jacob. Praise the Lamb of God. But watch this. Only one of them could be the promise. Hello, light bulbs. Only one of them can have the promise upon them. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The only difference in their children and in Abraham's children was Abraham's children was born by two different women. This the same woman. For those that, well, God didn't want them, that boy would have been all right if he had been born by Sarah. Praise the Lamb of God. No. These two boys was born by the same mother.
Oh,
the same father. In wedlock. But God chose one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He chose the one whose name meant supplanter. He chose the one whose name really meant scoundrel. Trickster. Praise the Lamb of God. And when he was born, he had his hand on his brother's heel trying to get in front of him. He was trying to pull his brother back. They strove in the womb, the Bible said. Hallelujah. Trying to get ahead of his brother. Oh, yeah, I know the story. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Of Esau and Jacob. So these two brothers, when they come forth, they both have a prophetic promise on their life. Praise the Lamb of God, that God declared unto Rebecca, praise the Lamb of God, the way that they would be. Hallelujah. Yeah. She prayed, praise the Lamb of God, and the Lord answered her, hallelujah, and gave her a definition about these two young men, praise the Lamb of God, and allowed her to know that Jacob was the one that was chosen, praise the Lamb of God, to carry. And you got to remember what's been brought out here also is the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Yeah, the bloodline of Jesus Christ is what is being kept, is the Lamb of God. And so when you see this, brothers and sisters, when you see the bloodline of Jesus Christ is being kept in a pure way, hallelujah, you have to understand that those who are selected in this line, praise the Lamb of God, have divine purpose on their life towards the bringing forth of Messiah, towards the bringing forth of all the prophecies, praise the Lamb of God, that was prophesied upon them. Now, you notice, praise the Lamb of God, that Abraham also remarried. Abraham married a woman, I think her name was Delilah or something like that, Debulah or something like that. He married a woman, praise the Lamb of God. No, it was Keturah, I believe it was. He married a woman named Keturah, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and had children by her. But you don't hear nothing about those kids. You don't hear nothing about them because they were not the children of promise. I'm just telling you, you just don't, praise the Lamb of God. As it deals with the bloodline, praise the Lamb of God, of Abraham. But Abraham, he blessed them all. He gave them all gifts. But he also sent them away from his son Isaac. He made sure that they did not touch Isaac. And he gave Isaac the majority of everything that he had. He gave everything to Isaac because Isaac was the son of promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, it's a shame, Prophet Darrell, my brother, it's a shame, Shannon, that in this day and time, God can't reveal to us, praise the Lamb of God. Well, I'm saying he can't, but he can. But, you know, we are the problem, praise the Lamb of God, with our mindsets and our paradigms, that God can't reveal to us the child of promise that comes out of our womb so that we can deal with that child, praise the Lamb of God, in a way, hallelujah, that's going to be a blessing to the world. And many of us, praise the Lamb of God, need to redirect ourselves in this way, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. See, there's a flip side of the coin when it comes down to the prophetic, because all we look at is the prophecy and how the prophecies came to pass. I want you to look at the persons, praise the Lamb, because all of us are represented in Scripture. Somewhere you're going to find yourself, praise the Lamb of God, in one of these prophetic people. As we go forth, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to see yourself in the Scriptures, and you're going to say, Lord, have mercy. That I'm the reincarnation of this fellow right here, or this woman right here, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, because God desires to do so much with us and bring us into a place, praise the Lamb of God, of fulfilling his will in the earth. Now watch this, people of God, praise the Lamb. It's not my fault, praise the Lamb of God. It's not Prophet Darrell's fault, Shannon's fault, that you do not pursue God, praise the Lamb of God, for purpose. That you do not pursue God for purpose, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because purpose will be revealed. Purpose will be given. God will put you on the program. He will put you on the agenda. Praise the Lamb of God. If you want to be used of God, he's looking for people to use. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And all of us who've been baptized in the blood of Jesus, oh, yeah, and filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, God has purpose for your life. Praise the Lamb of God in this latter day. Hallelujah. But it's for you to seek purpose, find purpose, praise the Lamb of God, embrace the purpose. Yes, praise the Lamb of God, and allow the purpose and the promise to meet. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, at a street called opportunity. Yes, God, and destiny. Right there at that intersection of opportunity and destiny, praise the Lamb of God, and work that thing out so that you can be in the total will of God, doing what God would have you to do. Praise the Lamb. In the total will of God, doing what God would have you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful, wonderful lesson here today. Praise the Lamb of God on these two brothers. Now, we know, watch this now. Isaac, praise the Lamb of God, had these two boys. These two boys strove and fought of their youthful days. Praise the Lamb of God. We know the mother, she favored, praise the Lamb of God, Jacob. She favored Jacob. So when Isaac got old, praise the Lamb of God, she kind of, she hoodwinked, praise the Lamb of God, her son, hallelujah, and made him to trick his brother out of his birthright. And the birthright was the pronouncement of the blessing upon, praise the Lamb of God, her children. So she made him dress like and smell like he was his brother, putting animal's hair on his arms and this, that, and another, and made him smell like he had been out in the field, knowing he wasn't a field hand. But when he came in, his father knew the voice, praise the Lamb of God, into the tent. His father knew the voice, but he smelled like and felt like his son Esau. And so he pronounced the blessing. He pronounced the blessing upon him, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And when he pronounced the blessing upon him, he couldn't reverse it. He had pronounced the blessing, Praise the Lamb of God upon Isaac that was supposed to be pronounced to the older brother. Isaac had swindled it out of his brother with a bowl of soup. He made some partridge and gave it to his brother, praise the Lamb of God, and swindled him out of his birthright, praise the Lamb of God. So now he's the person of promise, and he's the person of prosperity by the inheritor right of the Father. Now, let's stop right there because, praise the Lamb of God, some people jumped off. They ain't going to receive this blessing right here. Praise the Lamb of God. They too anxious. They just want prophecies to them. They don't want to listen to the show. Praise the Lamb of God to learn nothing. But I'm going to give you all this. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now, Prophet Darrell. I better ring the bell. I better ring the bell. I'm going to give you something. Y'all want something else? Praise the Lamb of God.
On with it.
I got to give you something else. I got to give you something. Watch this now. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the birthright, praise the Lamb of God, was pronounced upon these boys, it was irreversible. Watch this now. It was irreversible. It could not be switched, and it could not be duplicated. Now, I want each of you, praise the Lamb of God, to stop and think about the promise that God has placed upon your life, praise the Lamb of God, in retrospect of your children. In retrospect of your children. I want you to think about, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, what God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God, to you, about you, praise the Lamb of God, because it's greater than you. It's greater than you, praise the Lamb of God. And this is something I think that we don't understand, that we have the opportunity, Prophet Darrell, for prophetic succession. I'm saying something here, praise the Lamb of God, for prophetic procession, for it to be succession, rather, for the promise that's on our life, praise the Lamb of God, of blessings, the promise of anointing, the promise of power, that it can be transferred to one of our children. Praise the Lamb of God. That nobody really looks at that. Nobody really considers, praise the Lamb. And you don't hear nobody talking about that in this day and age. But Elijah told Elisha, he said, I tell you what, you want to walk around, you want to act like me? Just stick with me, and if you see when the Lord come for me, I'm going to give you my mantle. And he received a double portion. Am I right or wrong? Is that the Bible?
You teaching, Apostle. You teaching.
That's the Bible,
word.
Right? It's the Lamb of God.
It's
hallelujah. When we see, praise the Lamb of God, this succession of blessings being pronounced over Jacob, my God, how can we deny it? When the 12 sons came out of his loins, when Israel's deliverer comes out of his loins, how can we deny it when all of Israel is called Jacob till this day? Israel is Jacob. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You got to see this, a powerful blessing that he has placed upon Jacob. Powerful pronouncement he has pronounced over. What gave him that type of succession of authority to be able to pronounce a blessing over his son, and heaven honors it? Because these men were prophetic men. These men were praying men. These men walked with God. Hallelujah. These men heard from God. And in their latter years, hallelujah, evidently they grew close enough to God to see tomorrow. and they would be the establishers of the future. Now, you know, watch this. There are corporations, praise the Lamb of God, such as the Ford Corporation. Let's deal with the Ford. Everybody know about Ford cars, praise the Lamb of God. How many generations since Henry Ford? And Ford is still Ford. Ford is still Ford, and there's still Fords that are basically over the corporation. Now, let me tell you something, people of God, praise the Lamb. That just don't happen. There's a plan. There's a plan. There's a pronouncement. There's prosperity reserved, praise the Lamb of God, to make those type of things happen. And we as prophetic people must understand the power that's ours to prophesy, to speak blessings and curses. Hello, light bulbs. To speak blessings and curses. To speak blessings and curses. We must come to a place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That we can pronounce the blessing over our children. Hallelujah. And it will manifest if we're walking with God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's nowhere in the Bible where it says, and God came to Isaac and told him, pronounce this blessing over Jacob. It's not there. Praise the Lamb of God. He spoke from his inner spirit. He spoke from his heart. He spoke from the anointing that was on him, and the blessing fell in the exact way that he spoke it upon his sons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, brothers and sisters, this is something we need to get back to. Praise the Lamb of God. Stop worrying about my will, my will. I got to write my will out. Praise the Lamb. This was a will in motion. Hallelujah. This was a will that the judge or nobody could turn around, because God was orchestrating it. Hallelujah. Because God's spirit would carry it out. God would honor it. Praise the Lamb of God. God was the court. God was the staff of what you call it, the notary. Praise the Lamb of God. And God carried it out. Hallelujah. This season of prophetic culture being developed, hallelujah, we have to understand what our limitations are, what we have access to, and what is available to us, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to do what the prophets of old did, praise the Lamb of God. What the people of God that were prophetic, that walked with God, did, and we should be asking ourselves, if they did it, why can't we? If this happened, what is the problem, praise the Lamb of God, that we can't cause a reoccurrence or see like manner things manifest in our day and time? Why can't I lay my hand on my son and speak over his life and watch God bless him? Why? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Maybe because one of the things is he wasn't God's from the womb. Uh-oh, y'all got quiet on that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Could that be it? Maybe he didn't come here as God's. Praise the Lamb of God. I was just at the church, Prophet Darrell, and then we're gonna talk about something else. But I was at the church this past Sunday, and a young lady was sitting there with me, and she had a baby, and she was bragging, "This is her grandbaby. This is her grandbaby," and the kid looks like he's just about the age to start trying to walk, you know, to hold himself up and move his feet. And the first thing I asked her was, after, you know, I had greeted and everything, I said, "Have you dedicated the baby back to the Lord yet?" No, we ain't did all of that, but he belongs to the Lord. I said, have you dedicated the baby back to the Lord yet? And then I used the old terminology, the baby been Christian. No. I said, well, you all ought to get that done somewhere. You ought to get your baby back to the Lord. That is something wrong in our cultural society that we don't see the spirituality of childbirth. Children are not baby dolls, Barbie dolls, for us to dress up and make look cute and allow them to go in any direction they want to. If they were God-given to you, that means they belong to God. God gave you a child belongs to God. That's just, God gave me a baby. This was the attitude of the people of that day. God has given us children. We give the children back to God. We present to God what he gave to us as his, to utilize in the earth for his glory, not for my enjoyment. Somebody missed that. That went over somebody's head already. Praise the Lamb of God. When we do this, we set a blessing, praise the Lamb of God, upon ourselves and upon the children. Hello, light bulbs. You set a blessing upon yourself, and you set a blessing upon the child. But giving the child back to God. Now, since I've given this child back to God, I'm indebted to God to raise it in a God-fearing way. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong. Now my child ain't running up in the school with guns shooting people. Okay. Now my child, the Lamb of God, prays before my child leave out the door, going to school, prays before my child go to bed at night. My child is asking biblical questions to me at a very, very early age. My child is leading prayers at the church. Because I'm raising a God-fearing child. I'm raising a child, praise the Lamb of God, that I gave back to God because I realized that God gave me the child. So we give our children back. Then we're indebted to God to rear the child. Then we're indebted to the child that when the child become full age, to allow them to know who they belong to. See, when you raise a child, and my sons and my daughters, I tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. I tell them all the time that when they get into something, I don't care if it's a job, that's not going to work for you because you belong to God. And that does not give glory to God. That's not going to work for you. You need to get out of that. That's not going to work for you. And it wind up not working for them. Yeah, Dad, you was right. It didn't work. You were given to God in your mother's womb. Then you were presented to God at the temple. You were anointed with oil and lifted up before the God of heaven for his use and his glory. That cannot be taken off of you. Then you jumped up off the pew one day, came down the aisle crying and said you wanted to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. I baptized you. That cannot be erased. That cannot be erased. You still believe Jesus Christ is your? Yes, Dad, that cannot be erased. You belong to Jesus Christ. So your best bet is find out what God will have you to do with your life. Because all your blessings are centered around it. Every blessing of my life is centered around me operating in the prophetic, teaching the prophetic, ministering, and doing what I do as a minister. My blessings are locked in that. And you until we come to the mind to be able to show this forth, praise the Lamb of God, and pronounce blessings over them as they strive to be what God has desired them to be. Then we will birth, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, prophets, prophetess, apostles and evangelists, hallelujah. Look, when God talks to Isaac, Isaac and his wife, he tells them the same thing he tells his father, Abraham, kings shall come out of your loins. That's what you want to hear God say. Leaders shall come out of your loins. Prophets and apostles and prophets shall come out of your womb. Oh, my goodness gracious. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, it's about our attitude. It's about the way we perceive God and how vast we allow God to come into our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. If he's the God of my life, then he got to be the God of all my life and not just a portion of it. He just can't be a God of a portion of my life. He's got to be God of all my life. Hallelujah. And if he's God of all of my life, then he's God of my children. He's God of my grandchildren. He's God of my home. He's God of my car. He's God of my clothes. He's God of my money. He's God of the strings of hell, my head. Hallelujah. Y'all better listen to me. He's the God of the breath that's in my mouth. The fullness of God must be ours. You can't cut him off at the border and say, no, this mind, this don't belong to God. Hallelujah. Then if he's God of all of that, then all of that got to bring him glory and praise and honor. Praise the Lamb of God one way or another. Hallelujah. It must bring God glory. It must bring him praise. Yes, indeed. Praise the Lamb of God in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to stop right here today. Praise the Lamb of God. I think I've said enough. Hallelujah. For somebody to write a book and for somebody else to preach a sermon, for somebody else to go witness, and for somebody else's life to be changed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For enough for heaven to be happy and hell to be horrified. I think I've said enough. Praise the Lamb of God in one day. If there's any questions, praise the Lamb of God. It's Q&A now. You can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes.
You know what?
You can push one. Say what now?
Apostle, you know what?
Yes.
You have really said a mouthful on today. When
bless
you
yourself.
Was teaching, and I thank God for you all because see, sometimes, I just want to go back a little bit of what you were saying. Sometimes we don't even know why we have certain struggles in our lives, you know, and we always want God, take this away, take this away, take this away, take this away. Lord, do this, do this, do this, do this. And the Lord said, just like you said, like he told you, I'm not going to take it away. I'm not going to take it away all because not only that it's going to help you with to help somebody else, but it's for my glory, for you to continue to come back and pray. And most things come to us to keep us abased. In other words, to keep us coming back to God. I thank God for all because it said, if he take everything away from me, will I still pray? Will I still come into him humbly and humbly as a child? Will I still reverence him? Will I still do his will? Or will I act all puffed up in pride? Will I act religious? If he take everything from me, would I act like I have arrived? Would I act like I'm better than the next person?
My God, my God.
You said something, and you, Apostle, you really helped me. I'm telling you, when you taught and you ministered on today, I really had to go in and get it. And I just heard God begin to minister to my soul. I don't know about nobody else. I don't know about what nobody else got out of it, but God talked to me. And he said, the reason why, son, I won't take it all out of you, all because I'm using you for my glory. Because he said, and you said something else, God is my everything. That's why I don't say God is the head of my life. I say God is my life. Why? Because everything I got belongs to God. Everything I do belongs to God.
My
so
God
I appreciate you, Apostle. I thank God for you. I pray the blessings of the Lord will make us rich on your life in this season, Apostle. I want the blessings of God to overtake you in this season. I don't want you to go lacking. I don't want you to go through anything in this season that's not of God.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Talk, son. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I feel God here. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shannon, the mic yours, son. Anything you want to say?
Oh, man, that thing was just so powerful because it just so happens that right now I'm reading in the book of Genesis. Just like you said, you know, we need to be reading every day and meditating on something every day. So I just happen to be reading Genesis. And I noticed that I saw that where, you know, he did the same thing his father did. He told the same lie. But when you brought it out to me, you know, it even brought me to myself, to whereas something I noticed about, you know, things we do generationally and we don't even notice it. Like, for me, real quick, you know, I just got married last March, and I always back into parking spots. Like, everywhere I got back into it, at the house, I back into it, at places I go. And my wife was like, why are you always backing? I'm like, I don't know, this is how I whip. But then I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? My father backs into it everywhere. And that's where that came from. So that just brought to my attention that, you know, I need to be aware of the things that I did so I can let my son know about things that are going to come up. So he can avoid some of the things, some of my bad habits. You know what I mean? So that just really just blessed me.
You know,
and
I talk to my sons a lot about my bad habits. This is something that we struggle with. I tell them, this is something we struggle with. My mom struggled with this. I struggle with it. One of you or all of you going to struggle with it. This is something that blah, 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 dad struggled with. You're going to struggle with it. And I teach them that and show them that as much as I can so that, and sometimes they come around, what they call the Shakespeare germ, my oldest boy, that's that Shakespeare germ we got. So at least they acknowledge it and know what's happening with them when they do certain things or I taught all of them about praying about their temper because my father had a temper that was out of this world, man. I mean, when he snapped, Lord Jesus, if it was a window open, jump out of it. If you could get to the door, make it. Because he was on the warpath, and he would beat you. He would beat you, even if you hadn't done nothing wrong.
Right.
You was just in the way. You was just in harm's way, and he got you to. I mean, he was just that kind of guy. So, and then he would when he did whip us, he whipped us and beat us a way that was inhuman. I mean, he whooped one of my brothers until my brother passed out and then kept whipping him until he came back. See, that's an unusual, you know, type of he whooped my brother until the next day my dad had to have his arm put in a sling.
Jesus.
That's how bad he whooped my brother. That brother died of a seizure. Never had seizures when he was a little boy. The other brother he beat real bad turned out to be on crack. He just accepted Jesus afresh and been calling me almost every day with scriptures and everything. Now, I'm happy for him. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah, my brother over in Illinois. But I watched and I saw that I had his temper. So I prayed that God would remove that temperament from me. And when I was at Full Gospel one day in the Bahamas, I'll never forget it, Bishop Morton said, some of you are going to destroy your churches with your temper. You have a temper and you can't help it. But God told me this morning to lay hands. The one of the only times I have been slain in the spirit. And that thing lifted off of me.
Amen.
So our children many times struggle, praise the Lamb of God, with some of the things that's in us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I wanted to share in that area with you guys, because we overlook so much, and parents sometimes hide from children stuff that they need to expose to them. We hide our weaknesses. We hide some stuff that we need to expose to our children, allow them to gain strength through our weakness, so that they can guard themselves of that that could damage or destroy them in the future.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Bless your name, Father. Oh, my God. I just saw something in the spirit there. Yeah. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Anybody else, you have a question, comment, just push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. We have a few minutes here I leave this time so that you can have questions and answers and comments, boy, so that you can glean from us. Type of days, you know, you very seldom have this time in Bible classes and things of that nature. I'm open to you all. Praise the Lamb of God. If that is a question or something that you want to present today, praise the Lamb of God, you can do that. Praise God. It's Worship Wednesday. If you listen to my voice and you want to call in and be a part of our studio, praise the Lamb of God. We still have a good 30 minutes here about. It's area code 646-564-9818, error code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our studio. Praise the Lamb of God. There's so much in the scriptures. Yeah.
Real quick question for you.
Okay.
As I'm about to go into this teen ministry, is there a book of the Bible that you would suggest that I study? Or will it just be more of a sum collection?
Well, I'm going to say this. Anytime you're dealing with young people, one of the greatest books that you can get into is Solomon, Proverbs,
okay.
The wisdom book.
Uh-huh.
And also, a lot of people may not believe this, the Levitical the book of Leviticus, because you see so much to teach them. If you look at it from a educational stance, you will see so much that you can teach them about, from their diets all the way to their lifestyles, what God is pleased with, what God is not pleased with, when it comes down to their life and their living. How they treat one another, the laws of man to God, the laws of men, of man to man, how they treat their mother, all of that comes through the Levitical laws, and it's just so much wisdom there to apply. And if we don't just see it as rules and regulations, you can glean from it. And there's so much. I mean, it's a lifetime of teaching there. A lifetime of teaching.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
All right. Okay, we got another caller here. Erica 504, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. This is Treva.
Treva, we're in the bayou. Where is my gumbo?
Yes.
Hide it, though, because Prophet Darrell is stealing from me. Hide that gumbo. That's his thorn in the flesh. He loves that good food.
I have it for you guys. I got it. Hi, Prophet Darrell. Hi, Brother Sean. Well, Prophet, you know, I was listening to the show. It's a great, great show. The show is very great. I just wanted to add some things into it, listening to you guys with the children and things that you see that you went through. And like Brother Shannon said, he saw himself doing the same thing as his father did. What I wanted to say is when we're in God and we notice those things, just like you were saying about Paul with the thorn in his side, those like you said, those things that are given, that God placed there, that he will not remove to keep us in remembrance from where he brought us from, in order, and all, as well as to his glory in helping others come out of those issues with. Now, with the children, like my children, when and how I grew up, and I noticed some things that I see that my father does and my mother do that I saw myself in my adult age beginning to do, and I understand now why God says stay in him and pray in him, because he is the one who will give us that strength and that power to change. And we call those things like generational curses. And when we read in the Old Testament about how, what we just were saying, Abraham and his son, and he repeated like the same thing in it, what we would do is recognize it. And in the New Testament, we pray because we know it's there. So I'm getting kind of ahead of myself, but what I would say is, like when I teach my children, is that when you see these things happen, which I express to them, some stuff they go through, they don't quite understand, and I help explain to them about them, and generational curses, they may come up. What we do, we pray. We ask God for the strength into not repeating that and going through
right.
that. Because we've experienced going through it, so we know, which we call is wisdom. And when I talk to both of my sons and my daughter, when you recognize that these things show itself and come up, you have to recognize it and immediately ask God, give me strength, give me the wisdom to not repeat this, and that we change this, let this change. And like my son, he's 19, and when he has get his family, who God has for him, and he sees this coming up in his child, what you would do is pray. Before even the child is in fruition, you pray, and you ask the Lord not to let these generational curses come upon him, which when we study our New Testament, when Jesus came, he explained to us how to do this. And if it comes and repeats itself, when you see it rearing its head, we will pray and we will ask God. Just like I tell my son, you have choices. You would have to be the one to make the godly choice, because it's going to come. It's going to show. But when you defeat the devil with the word of God, then it can't manifest the growth.
Right. You said a lot there. You spoke volumes when you speak concerning generational curses and how that needs to be handled and dealt with. Is a lot of it is saying basically what I just said. But at the same time, to identify properly what is a generational curse, as we call it, curses. Some of them are habits that people call
True.
Curses. And all of them are not curses, because they were not pronounced upon you in a in a punishable way. Let me put it that way. And God then said, this is going to be your plight because you slapped your mama. From now on, you know, this is going to happen to you and it's going to be a part of your generations. That's what a true generational curse is, when a curse has been pronounced on you by God or a curse has been placed upon you through some wicked entity that needs to be removed by God. Many of them, most of the time, needs to be dealt with through, and y'all need to get your pen so you can write this down. Some of you all need to be dealt with through a, should I say, just give me a second. Wow, I'll talk to him later. My nephew, he on a plane. He in trouble. Lord have mercy. So anyway, the people just, I don't know why I try to help everybody at the same time, Trivia. But that's my nature. Generational curse, maybe. I'm trying to be like Jesus. But the whole idea of the generational curse, people of God, is to make sure that it is a curse and not a habit. Just like my brother spoke, Shannon spoke about his father, the way he always whipped the car in, backing up. That's not a generational curse, praise the Lamb of God. That was his father's habit, praise the Lamb of God, that he had formed as he was coming up. And then some bad habits that's formed, such as drinking, that can be a part of a baby's DNA because the father or mother or both were drinking when the baby was conceived. And there was alcohol that was in the blood and all of that kind of, you know, a thing of that nature, how that worked according to your DNA and what have you. And so then they say you have the gene or the germ that can germinate, praise the Lamb of God, and cause the child to become an alcoholic one day. So that there's things of that nature, bad eating habits that result in death, heart disease, through a bad eating habits and bad lifestyle and this, that, and another. And so mom not knowing that something was wrong with our heart because it was beating all right, but there was a disease that was forming, or the father, and then they have a child, and the child has a bad heart, is born with a bad heart and this, that, and another, only to find out later that the parents had bad hearts or one of them had a bad heart. So there's some things that, but when it comes down to a generational curse, praise the Lamb of God, you want to make sure, hallelujah, that this is something that is that's out of the norm, number one. Praise the Lamb, it's just totally, totally out of the norm, and it's something that damages the person as well as can damage future generations. When the curse is put on, such as the curse that was put on Ham there in the book of Genesis when he looked upon his father Noah's nakedness, that he would be a slave and that his children would be slaves to men, to people, and slaves to their brothers and what have you. Well, it came to pass that that's what happened with the Canaanites, were the descendants of Ham, and that's what happened to them. And excuse me, many have tried to link African Americans who went through slavery and stuff to the Canaanites and this, that, and another. Only to find out that, you know, that was a phallus. But nevertheless, what was pronounced over them, we saw it come into fruition within the framework of Scripture. So we have to be meticulous and investigative when it comes down to what we call generational curses and make sure that we thoroughly pray through that and make sure that in our praying, praise the Lamb of God, that somebody is willing to be the person of sacrifice. In other words, a person who go to the altar and lay they all on the altar and say, Father, the buck stops here. I repent for my grandfather, my great-grandfather, for those that danced around the devil's fire in Africa, for any witchcraft, voodoo, whatever that has been practiced in my genealogy. And I want to start a fresh line with you, a fresh bloodline, a fresh line of blessings. And I want to covenant with you that I would raise my children in your word and this, that, and another. And God honors covenants. God honors covenants when we honor the covenant. And that thing can be broken, praise the Lamb of God, and we can see ourselves walking in a fresh, praise the Lamb of God, life and lifestyle. You know? And that would just be the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, if that could happen. But very, very helpful insight. Thank you for bringing that to us today.
That's good.
We like to hear that.
Good information.
Good information. Wonderful information. That is truly wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, here comes another Bertha. We're going back to Detroit. We were in the bayou. We're in Detroit. Yes, Bertha.
Hey, Prophet. Prophet Sanders. Trivia, Shannon. I'm just listening and enjoying everything. Everything that
I've been saying. Say what
now, Bertha? I really enjoyed the teaching today and everything that has been said, and I just want to confirm what Prophet Sanders has said about struggles. I've dealt with those and learned about the habits. I had a very bad temper, and I love to fight. I love to fight. And my children took on that same love that I did. And I had, when God revealed it to me, I had to pray and ask God to take the tempers from them. I mean, and as you said, you never realize what you're really doing until you come into the knowledge of God. I never thought it would pass off to my children, but they saw it. And then I had my daughter in my first marriage, they saw me and their father fighting, and she grew up thinking that she was supposed to fight men. That's why she can't keep a mate. She thinks she's supposed to fight them. So I had to pray, going in the city, and pray that God would remove that from her mind so that she could understand what it is to have a true relationship so she can get married and start wanting to fight men because she saw me doing it. So she thought that's what she was supposed to do. But I just thank God for the teaching because you revealed a lot today for me.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. We're happy that Bertha, you know, that fighting spirit, praise the Lamb of God, is something that goes on, in a lot of our households. Praise the Lord. And I thank you for saying that. Now I understand you a little bit better. I just remember to carry my baseball bat with me. But anyway, and argumentative, you know, arguing all the time. That spirit of argument is real strong in a lot of our households, and it's a very strong and powerful and destructive spirit when it comes down to breaking families up that they can't work together. Breaking families apart that they can be one in unity, in prayer, in prosperity, when it comes down to organizing a business together. It's something that I have worked very hard at with my children. A young man came into my oldest son's life when they were younger, and he started, you know, hanging around them, and their mother and I separated and divorced, I wasn't there to make sure that he wasn't spending weekends and all of that, but I was telling my son, you need to get away from that guy. But sometimes when you talk to your child and you tell them what not to do is what gives them energy to do it. So that becomes a mystery there too. But they kept hanging together, and this boy sowed discord between my children. He sowed discord between my children, and I saw it, and I set all of them down and told them, he is the problem. You never was like this. You always loved each other. You always had harmony. You always had each other's back. Now you're at each other like your brother or your sister has leprosy, and it's because of this young man right here. It's because of him. He has brought this spirit of confusion and discord into the family. And they had to work through, pray through, to get that out of our family, praise the Lamb of God, so that they could come together and unite and do things together, such as Joseph and Angel playing, he playing the keyboard and her singing and stuff like that. Years ago, that couldn't have never happened. They was, you thought they was married. They was at each other like husband and wife all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. But we have to, there has to be somebody that has the wisdom, that has the insight and the understanding to know when Satan has sown something into our families or into someone's spirit that can be very destructive to the family and can cause discord and all of that so that peace can come. When we see that we have these type of issues, we need to soak in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Soak in the Lord. Soak in prayer and even fasting until we can rid ourselves of that destructive spirit, because fighting, we know, breeds, praise the Lamb of God, hatred, and hatred breeds death. And we have to be very, very careful in that area with these snap judgments now. People are grabbing guns too fast, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're grabbing guns too fast. It's time to go, people. We're out of time. I love you all today. Let me encourage you to continue to support our show, Praise the Lamb of God, at psmintl.org. Don't forget, Praise the Lamb of God, this is the season of first fruits. You don't want to be behind in this season, Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bertha. Bertha, our first fruit Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. We wave them before the Lord and pronounce the blessing over her, expecting that increase. Praise the Lamb of God on her life. But many of us need to come forth and do what God has required of us, Lamb of God, in faith, trusting God, so that we can receive the greater blessing. I love you all. I bless you, and I thank you for being here with me. Shannon, thank you, young man. You have a beautiful spirit. Love you today. Prophet Dell Sanders, the man. Prophet Dell Sanders, the man. The prophet, thank you so much. And praise the Lamb of God and those of you that call in. Listen, we got to go for sure. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about the future. Talk to you tomorrow.
God bless.
Oh,